saying to them, you know, ride it out. It'll, you know, stay put, ride it out, so that we can talk about what it really means to ride it out, and you can start to talk about that 12-year, you know, pretend you're 12 years backwards type of thing. And we can bring that into the products that where you can never go back and always go forward. So we can pitch the contracts, the guaranteed contracts, in the context of them imagining what would really happen if the people who are telling them, oh, don't worry about it, it's always it'll always come back, are wrong just when they want to retire. So you'll see, you'll probably end up talking about the products very, very quickly, the way you always do, then never go back, you know. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, Stu, you want to give me the time? Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And we're going to call this hour the Achievement Hour. What do you really, really, really want to achieve with your money? But first we're going to talk about the weather. Whether or not the stock market is going to go up or down. See what I did there? The fact is, for those of you who are old enough like me to remember Professor Erwin Corey, great philosopher, he would say the following line, and I have to say this right because otherwise they're going to bleep me out. The stock market will always fluck down, but then again, it'll fluck up. So the fact is that this is probably, in some respects, perhaps not in those very words, what you guys are hearing from your financial advisor. Look, for the year 2015, it was down almost a point overall. It's very rocky right now. We're losing points every single day, but don't worry, it'll fluck up. The fact is that that's not a bad philosophy if you're 30 or 40 years old, or if you're making contributions on a regular basis, because you might even be buying low, which is not a bad thing. But time comes in your life that you can't take that risk, and that time is usually around 5 years before retirement. And certainly as you get closer to retirement, and certainly after retirement. So the fact is that there are ways to participate in the market, but never go backwards. And our clients over at Ronald Gielock and Associates are pretty proficient in that. And let's toss this over to Ron, because I don't know anybody in the state of New Jersey who studies those possibilities more, has more details on that, and can help you better. Ron, I know this is a time of concern for our clients, because those of them who have left money at risk are beginning to feel the risk. What are you finding when people come to the office?
Well, I'm finding that people that are coming to the office right now are worried, they're concerned, they look at it and they go, well, you know, the market is down approximately 11% from the highs last year, and it's down approximately 5% since the beginning of the year. And people sort of have a sense of, I really don't want to go through, and I can't afford to go through another 2008. And then we help quantify for them what exactly would that mean to their plans to live the lifestyle they want to live in retirement. And then, of course, the next step is to show more sensible, more conservative, more defensive strategies to protect the income-generating capacity of a portion of retirement savings that they truly can't afford to lose.
Yeah, I mean, the word defensive is something that is rarely used. You know, in the field of financial jargon, let's say, we talk a lot about a conservative portfolio, and nobody really knows what that means. But the word defensive is different. Take us back. Let's pretend that people had the experience right now that they had in 2008. How does that feel, and how can you defend against that?
Well, you know, this is where it makes sense to sit down and really discuss what this means, because we don't want to approach this in a flippant, cursory type of way. And what do I mean by that? The flippant, cursory type of way is the standard speech, I'll call it, that somebody might get from a retail stockbroker, where the advice is, listen, don't worry about it. It'll come back. It's only a paper loss. And you're in this for the long term. So what happens is people are conditioned from hearing this time and again over the years to think these types of thoughts. But what I would submit, Adrian, is it's fundamentally different when you're in retirement or you're knocking on the doorstep of retirement. Because if we flash back to 2008, let's say somebody was still working in 2008 and they were contributing new money to their 401k every pay period. And let's say because they were getting closer to retirement in 2008, maybe they had a portion of the 401k allocated to fixed income or bonds. So granted, the equities may be plummeted in value close to 40%, but at the same time, because of the Federal Reserve driving interest rates to near zero, the bond portion of the 401k went up in value, and then the true magnitude of the losses was kind of masqueraded or hidden because of the new ongoing payroll deduction contributions going in. And then because these were going in systematically at or near the bottom of the market, there was something called dollar cost averaging working in the client's favor. Well, if you fast forward and you say, well, it's not 2008, it's 2016, and now let's say this individual is in retirement, so there's no new money in the form of payroll deduction contributions going into the retirement account, there's no employer match going in anymore, and now it's the opposite situation where money is coming out of the retirement account every single month to meet current income needs. So now what happens is if we hit a vicious bear market, the portion in equities can go down in value, then it becomes tougher for that portfolio to produce the same amount of income. And then you wonder, well, gee, what happens to the portion that's in fixed income in a rising interest rate environment? I mean, Mrs. Yellen signaled her plans to raise interest rates 4 times this year. And right. We all know it's common sense that when interest rates go up, bonds or fixed income goes down in value. So people are a little bit bewildered and are looking for honest, straightforward solutions to these dilemmas. And that's what we want to provide them.
Yeah, you know, if somebody was, God forbid, scammed by a Bernie Madoff and their savings were wiped out, that is the same feeling that you get when you have a 2008 or a 2002. You feel taken, and you don't feel taken by some nefarious person who's putting money in their own pocket, a crook, but you feel taken by procrastination, by the people who say, don't do anything, don't worry, it'll fluck up. And we're in that situation. No, I'm going to be over on behalf of Ronald Gelag and Associates at a group in Napa Valley called the Oxford Club. They are some of the wealthiest people in the world. And for the first time in history, in their history, they're always investing in the next best stock and gold and all these things. They're interested in annuities and insurance and guaranteed contracts and the kinds of things where they don't go backwards. This is a real bellwether to me. Because if you get that feeling of 12 years of gains wiped out, even if you're back where you started from, even if you're not impoverished, even if you didn't lose your principal, but your gains are gone, this is a feeling of futility. And we've seen that a couple of times. I mean, I've been looking at markets since 1972, and Ron's been around way over 20 years with people day after day. We know what that feeling looks like, and we know what that looks like in your eyes, and we never want to see it. And so there are things that you can do, and one of the major things you can do is talk to us. And there are so many non-pressured ways to do that. All you have to do is call this number, 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152, and you will get Ronald Gelag and Associates headquarters in Parsippany. Leave your name. I will get back with you, and we'll set up an appointment. Either it's a 15-minute strategy session on the phone, or in the office if you like to come in, or in one of the many arranged offices we have in the listening area. If you're not ready to come in or speak, we'll put you on the list for our seminars. We're doing many of them. 800-467-8152. We have one over at the Chester Library February 4th, and Ron will tell you many more. 800-467-8152. It is truly, as Ron said before, the only way not to just glibly say everything will be okay or everything will be terrible. Let's really look and see what it'll be for you. Okay, Ron, so one of the things we wanted to talk about was achievement. And very quickly, before our segment ends, I read an interesting article about wealth and how close you live to your parents when you are an older adult yourself. And it has to do with how much money you have. And it simply shows that people who make more money live further away from their parents, mostly because they don't need babysitting. Also because the parents can afford elder care for themselves and child care for the parents, the younger parents, and it makes sense, and there's a whole map as to how far people live from each other. But it occurred to me that our group of people, who actually, in the great state of New Jersey, live an average of 8 miles, 12 to 8 miles apart from their parents, ended up on the wealthier end, meaning middle class and upper middle class. But some of them do live far from their parents. And one of the things you've done in the office is make sure that everybody's included, because we can have Skype meetings and video conferences with significant others that may be in other parts of the country or even other parts of the world. Just give us a little clue about that, why you call it the Raving Fan, one part of the Raving Fans program.
Well, the whole idea, Adrian, is to provide a high level of service, what I call a concierge level of service, and that starts with simply treating people the way that you yourself would want to be treated, which means if you call the office, you get a return phone call same day, worst case within 24 hours. But then to the extent that you might want to do multi-generational planning. You might want to say, well, you know what, I'm 60 years old, but I've got a mother who's 87 years old, and I'm concerned about her situation. Or, you know, I'm in this sandwich generation. I have an aging parent, and then I have, you know, children that are struggling. I mean, 40% of all 20-somethings who want to find full-time work can't find full-time work.
Wow.
So a lot of times the retiree and the pre-retiree, they're being pulled in different directions. And so sometimes we like to do, if the client wants this done, if they want to do a family meeting, we're able to do that. And today's modern technology is such, it doesn't mean necessarily gathering everybody in our conference room.
Yeah. We'll take a little break now. We have to do that, unfortunately, but we will be back in a moment, and we'll talk more about what you should expect of your financial advisor. Okay, when we come back, you can finish it. Stuart can clean up any of that, and we'll finish it. I want you to continue. This is very good. And then we'll give them the phone numbers again right away off the top. Hello, hello, hello. We are back. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And we do come to you every single Wednesday from 6 to 7 drive time. And I also get a chance to talk to you about travel, leisure, what's going on locally every Saturday morning from 7 to 7:30. But there is no substitute for coming in and speaking with us in person in the flagship office in Parsippany. There's also an office in Florida for you snowbirds. And, of course, we've made arrangements so that in your whole listening area where we are here on WTCT, you can also come into a convenient office. How do you do that? It's one number. It should be ingrained in your memory now. All you have to do is use it. It's 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. Also, go to ronaldgeelockandassociates.com. For those of you who don't feel ready to call, you're going to really meet Ron very, very easily and with a lot of educational content on his website as he delivers webinars to you free of charge. And you even get a chance to download our latest book, his book with my two cents in it, called Fear Factor, 15 Minutes to Your Ideal Retirement, Fear Standing for False Evidence Affecting Retirement. So ronaldgeelockandassociates.com or 800-467-8152. Everything is always complimentary. It is a worthwhile strategy session. Now, we also have a lot of live events. Let me toss that over to Ron about not only live events, but what you were talking about before our break. The importance of the concierge service, including intergenerational planning, technology like Skype, video conferencing, and these live events, too.
Well, absolutely. You know, this whole idea of intergenerational planning is this. Some people feel, I really am not concerned about my kids because my kids are doing extraordinarily well. Well, that is not true of everybody's kids. And if that's not true of your kids, that also has an impact on the quality of life of your grandchildren. And I saw a startling article in December that made the point that for the first time, the percentage of Americans that we can identify as middle class is now under 50%. So the middle class is shrinking. And a lot of times, people who are retired sometimes have more in the way of assets and income than they need to meet their needs. So the idea is to figure out or identify tax-efficient solutions to not only help the retiree and their spouse, but to also be thinking about, well, what happens when money goes to the next generation? And if I want to help my grandkids now, to what extent can I do that? And what's the most tax-efficient means to do that? So these are the things we get into. This is more than just, you know, run-of-the-mill, let's find an asset allocation model that fits your risk tolerance. This is very sophisticated, individualized, one-on-one, customized planning, and people love it, Adrian.
Hey, they absolutely do, and among those live events are also estate planning events. I mentioned that all of our meetings are complimentary, and although we're offering 15 minutes on the phone, the average client who's come in from the radio or our live event spends about 6 hours with us with absolutely no charge. And among that time is also, if they needed or wanted, a sit-down with an estate planning lawyer. Of course, that's what I was in my former life. Ron is a tax attorney. We practice overall planning, not law. We can be very helpful because, as Ron says, not only do people want to give to their kids, but sometimes they want to control the money they give as well. Sometimes they also want to learn how to say no. I do a lot of work with individual women that have been left money either all their lives through their family or because of a divorce or because they're hard workers like me and they made their own money. And they get hit on all the time, and I don't mean that way. I mean for money by their grandchildren and second cousins and fourth uncles twice removed, and they don't know how to say no. So there are ways to protect yourself without looking like the bad guy. Do we get into that? Yeah. That is what concierge service is about. So 800-467-8152 to start the ball rolling, and also to get on the list of our live events. If you go to ronaldgeelockandassociates.com, you actually will see what's called an education center on the website. And you can go there and you can register there, and we'll be able to put you on our list as well. So that's Ronald Geelock. It's spelled G-E-L-O-K. G-E-L-O-K and associates.com. Now, going back to you, Ron, one of the interesting things you mentioned was that some of the older adults have more money. And there was another article that dealt with who is rich in America. It was very interesting because it did say that older people, meaning 65 to 75, are going up in their wealth. But one of the reasons, one of the calculations, and I'd love you to talk about this, is what they meant by wealth. We tend to think of it as bottom line. How much money do you have? Are you a millionaire? But not you. You think of it as, how much money can your money generate? Because if a person has $100,000 and it can generate $10,000 a year, they're a different wealth category than a person with $100,000 that can generate $5,000 a year or $50,000. It's a new kind of thinking that you get into when you're just about to retire. How much money can my money generate for me? Not how much money do I have? Let's talk about that a bit in terms of your philosophy and the kinds of solutions you come up with.
Yeah, well, Adrienne, I'm so glad you brought this up, because people oftentimes know that there is a gap between what they have coming in, what will have coming in fixed income, could be Social Security, could be a small pension, and the gap between those fixed income sources and what it really takes for them to live their ideal lifestyle in retirement. So what we always want to be conscious of is, what is the income generation capacity of a person's retirement savings if it's properly positioned? Because one thing that I've noticed over the past 20-plus years is there's one type of income that a person needs as they go through retirement, and that's what I would call, use a slang expression, mo' money or more money. In other words, people don't anticipate the curveballs that might be thrown their way, for example, by a change in health status that occurs,
right,
where suddenly somebody has a need to spend, $1,000 a week, for example, on home health care assistance. Or sometimes people don't anticipate that, oh my gosh, my 40-something-year-old daughter is going through a bitter divorce, and suddenly I'm called upon to help her and my grandchildren out, and I didn't anticipate this curveball occurring. Or there's the concern that people have, which is, well, you know, right now inflation, at least the government tells us there's no inflation, but inflation is low compared to, say, where it was in 1980. But what if inflation comes back into the economy and as a result there's a need for more income? So we need to look at all these scenarios and not just say, well, because I'm okay right now means I'm going to be okay for the next 20, 25 years.
Yep, and on our next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about projections and how you can really take control, get some ideas about your future without being a mind reader or having a crystal ball. And the fact that you can do this and do it on a regular basis keeps you in so much peace of mind. So I guess we can say that one of the things we want to achieve is financial peace of mind. We'll talk about that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Okay, so in this segment, we're going to continue that again. I'm going to ask you if you would start. Do you want to mention any of your seminars? Or you think they're far away?
I think there's a rule of thumb that's way better to sort of say, go to the website, or, you know, why not call for a 15-minute phone consultation to point in the right direction, to see where we may be able to help you.
Good. So
because
we
want to have some call to action, and, you know, calling up and doing that, I think, makes sense, especially since we don't have an event right now that's
right,
really in the listening audience.
Well, I actually do. That's why the February 4th library at Chester, I did mention. That's in there, listening. So I'll say that quickly, but yes, you should invite them, and what we'll start now with is the idea of financial peace of mind and how it's possible to at least make some projections without any guarantees, but so that people know where they're at, all right? And that's one of the things that we do. You ready, Stu?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, hello, hello once again, and this is Adrienne Berg and...
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. Now, I have actually been on the air on television, radio, and financial news for decades, since 1988. And the one thing I know, Ron, is you don't talk about numbers on the air because people's eyes glaze over. most people are not mathematically inclined. But I do have to mention math, because it's one of the most important things you can do for your life. And that is to come in, Ron will tell you how in a moment, and have some projections made. The projections can include when you'll run out of money, based on how much money you think you need and how much money you currently have and how markets have gone historically. Another projection or math that you can, that's pure mathematics. Another one you can do is if you have a certain return year after year between now and retirement, how much will your nest egg actually grow? And what kind of return do you want to shoot for? That's another kind of math. These are not projections based on pie in the sky. They're real numbers. But most people cannot sit down and do that for themselves. And yet, if they really knew how much money they need, which in the rarefied atmosphere of the financial planner, we call it rate of return. If we could target for them a rate of return and get them that rate of return, the amount of sleepless nights goes down to zero. And that's what we're looking for. That's the financial peace of mind. And they have a target to shoot for. Most people are working on a moving target or something they saw on the TV or some sort of pie-in-the-sky thing that they heard could be made, and that's why they get in trouble and get too aggressive. Or they're just scared stiff and they're in the bank. But if they had a targeted rate of return and they could see how to reach that, that is financial peace of mind. So, Ron, tell people how they can have that pieced out for them by the Ronald Gielack and Associates team.
Oh, sure, Adrienne. And I think it's so important to do this because we live in an age where we're absolutely inundated and overloaded with information and misinformation. And some of the biggest sources of misinformation we find on the Internet, oftentimes from companies whose sole business is to frighten you into subscribing to a particular investment newsletter. And we look at it and say, well, let's look at this in an intelligent way. And years ago, there was something known as the 4% rule, which suggested that if you had a properly balanced portfolio, you could withdraw at a 4% rate without fear of running out of money before you run out of breath. Now there's all types of articles, dozens of articles from the Wall Street Journal, from Investment News, from different publications that say what? Because of volatility in the stock market, because of record low yields in the bond market, maybe the correct rate of withdrawal in a risk-based portfolio is more like 2.8%. And we look at that and go, well, that doesn't really get the job done for a lot of people. So that's what actually has us thinking outside the box and looking at things like dull, boring fixed annuities that maybe offer some index-linked interest, which is kind of exciting, but at the same time might say to a person age 70 or 72, guess what? No matter what your underlying account is earning each year, you're guaranteed a specific level of income for life. Could be 6% per year. And a lot of people say, well, you know what? I like the idea of doing some planning to solve that retirement income gap. Because if I got that retirement income gap solved, well, then I know with other money, if I choose to be more aggressive, I'm not going to be devastated if the markets don't cooperate because I've got my core plan in place to secure my core income needs. So that's one of the things we do.
I think it's the most important thing. And I really hope people appreciate that they have that available to them. I think as we grow up in our work life and we're offered IRAs and 401ks, if we're lucky, or we're saving our own money if we're disciplined, all we're looking at is how much money is being made because it's called our accumulation phase. But when the time comes that we have to have our money go out and work for us, that is where Ronald Gielack and Associates specialize. And that is the decumulation phase. And that's, frankly, why we are very busy and growing, because many, many people are in the decumulation phase. We are a longevity society. And there's only two things you need to know. What is the rate of return you need? and what is the rate of withdrawal you need. And that is the best and biggest service which we help people. Once they get that, the solutions come immediately. It's clear as a bell what we could recommend as soon as we have worked through that. But to do that, we really need to know who you are, and you need to know who you are. What's your hopes and dreams for the future? How much money are you spending now that you think will be the same, similar, or higher or lower later? What could come up in Ron's wonderful book, Fear Factor, False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement? He talks about blind spots. Taxes are a blind spot. Healthcare is a blind spot. He mentions other blind spots. What don't you know that you don't know? He has in that book. So, and people who come into live events and sign up for a meeting with us, they get that book. And it's scales fall from their eyes. So there's so many ways that Ronald Gielack and Associates educate you. Why don't you get your education session now? And the number to do that is the same number for everything, 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. It goes right into the office phone. If it's after hours or on the weekend, we pick up the number. We make sure we get back to you immediately with that 24-hour concierge service. And we speak with you, and if you become a client, you'll give us rave reviews. If you don't, you will leave better and more settled about your future than you did when you come in. Simple as that. 800-467-8152. So let's go back. So we talked about achieving peace of mind. Ron, this is our achievement hour. We talked about ways of helping our families, members, our children, our grandchildren. That is certainly important. We've talked about the kinds of things we really have to know to get on the right track, rates of return, rates of withdrawals. But we haven't talked about what you think about the election year, the market, and how we should manage our own emotions at this period of time. You know, you've been on the television many times, different as a commentator, and so have I. And we have, you know, they give you three minutes usually to be on, and people hear something thrown out at them, and then they grab it and they run with it, and that's all they have. And in a way, it's a service. It's a way, it's an injustice, because it manages the feelings. How do you think what's being reported right now is going to affect the psyche of the average investor, particularly before their retirement?
Well, you know, when you stop and think about the fact that television is a business, and the name of the game is to increase your ratings. And sometimes that's done by having people come on who are controversial, who are going to say things that alarm people. So it's really, truly amazing that you can watch TV and you can have one commentator come on who says, well, he thinks that the S&P worst-case scenario this year will drop 40%, and it's quite possible we could see the lows of early 2009, which is kind of where the market was 12 years before the peak in 2007. And people will watch that, they'll get alarmed, right? And then the very next segment will be somebody coming on who's talking about, well, their belief is that, you know, the Fed's hand is going to be forced and they'll have to do more quantitative easing and the market is going to soar and hit 20,000. And so you watch this stuff and you go, I don't know what to believe. And so this is where sitting down with somebody who's not going to be an alarmist, but at the same time is going to look at it and say, hey, you know what, there's a very real risk that this could be a down year in the markets. And if it is, how much are you prepared to lose? And if you feel that you don't want to lose and you want to explore safer strategies or more conservative strategies, what would that look like for you? So that to me makes sense rather than just sort of be an ostrich and put your head in the sand. And if somebody's New Year's resolution was to say, you know what, this year I'm going to get my financial house in order, that means taking some initiative, actually picking up the phone and setting up a complimentary 15-minute phone consultation to see if we might be a good fit for you, if we point you in the right direction. And that's better than just saying, well, I'm going to turn off my television, or I'm not going to open my statement when it comes, or I'm not going to read the newspaper. That doesn't really make much sense. Yet people will confess this is what they did, you know, during the lows in 2008, or this is what they started doing when they saw the market, you know, was down 5% for the year. So we want to help people with common sense solutions.
And that number, by the way, I always have to give it because people might be driving. We are a drive time show. It's 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. And I do know that, I should say it a bit slower, I will, but I'll also give it to you in words where you can get that number. So it's 800-467-8152. But if you go to RonaldGeelockAndAssociates.com, and that's G-E-L-O-K, and Associates.com, all written out, you will also find the phone number, the address, a webinar where Ron is actually giving you some additional education, the ability at the Education Center to read some real scenarios, real-life scenarios, and also to even let us know that you want to be on our list for our live events. But the number one thing to do is make the appointment at 800-467-8152. Now, have you thought about giving money? And if so, did you know that you might live longer if you do? We'll be back in a moment. Okay, so this next one we'll do a little sophisticated. Yeah, this is our last one, Ron. I want to talk about giving because I got a really good article here on it. And, it's in keeping with achievement, but also the idea that we can integrate trust for people if that's what they're looking for and how much we go to the next level to help people. And that's a good topic, and we could use a second one, too. Is there a second one that you want to do this segment?
No.
Okay.
No. How many minutes is this segment?
How many minutes is this segment? 8. So it's pretty 9 minutes. It's pretty short.
Okay.
I'm ready to go. Stuart? Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Geelock.
And this is the Ronald Geelock Retirement Power Hour. And as usual, I always regret that we're coming to the last segment of the show, but let's do something that is really super worthwhile. I want to talk a moment about giving. There was a wonderful article in the New York Times called Retiree Giving Becomes a Force. Baby boomers leaving the workforce expected to produce another wave of charitable contributions. Buried in this article was some interesting statistics, Ron. It said, people over the age of 65 are wealthier on average, notwithstanding their meager retirement savings. Meaning that none of us are doing that great, but the ones who are a little older are doing better. And the average person over the age of 65, the average household, this is national, is $216,000 of net worth without adding their home or their insurance policies. And that's a lot more than people 55 to 64, with only $165,000. The people who are over 65 give a lot more money to charity. They also give a lot more goods. Some of that is that they're trying to downsize. But the average person over 65 gives $1,600, almost $1,700 to charity. By the way, making us the most charitable individual givers in the world as a population, by the way. But here's the interesting part. They all, 70% say they give generously because it's a source of personal happiness to them in their retirement. Statistics show that people who volunteer or donate are healthier, 50% versus 43%, than those who don't contribute. So you get a little bit healthier because you get a little bit happier, because your blood pressure goes down, because you have life purpose, because it lights you up and you go out and you do things. And I have clients right now, folks, that are ready to do that, and they don't know where to volunteer. And Ron, they don't want to be licking envelopes. I mean, these are movers and shakers. The thing they don't want to do is waste their precious time. They are busy after retirement. And we help them. We help them through using Volunteer Match. We help them because the people in our office are volunteers and understand giving. We help because other clients are on boards, and we know where charity is used the best. And so you talked at the beginning, Ron, of this concierge approach. Retirement is not just the money you have, the money that you have to spend, and your needs. It also has a lot to do with your wants. And what we've discovered is a lot of those wants are not material. They are giving back. And I know you've had some wonderful experiences with that. And some last year you honored one of your clients publicly at a beautiful event because of what they had done for the community. So tell us a little bit about that aspect of Ronald Gelag and Associates that it's hard to explain unless you're part of. But I think you can let us in on the fact that this is a family.
Well, yeah, Adrian, I think what you're referring to is you had attended one of our client appreciation dinners, and sometimes we'll just do a dinner for clients just to say to them that they mean a lot to us, we care about them as people, we care about their families. And what we oftentimes will do at that type of event is honor a client who is doing something special for their community, somebody who is giving back. And I think it's important to recognize people who make contributions to the community, who volunteer, and to do things for others. So we want to acknowledge that amongst our clients.
And I think it's very important, too, that when I came on to Ronald Gelag & Associates, it wasn't just the income specialist, it was the lifestyle specialist. And what does that mean in the context of just having a financial advisor? Well, we have a client, it's happening right now, and he loves the idea of travel, but he doesn't travel. He loves the idea, he doesn't travel, can't get himself together. And actually, he's being coached every time we have a meeting to put that part of his reluctance aside. And finally, yesterday, Ron, he said, I am taking 2 weeks and I'm going to travel. I'm not going to tell you where because I want to keep everything confidential. But he surprised me. I'm thinking Paris and England and Rome and all this. No, he's traveling to a place in the Midwest because there's a peculiar museum there that he always wanted to see. Except that it's going to be a long, boring ride. He wants to go by his own car, and it's a long, boring ride. Guess what? We are looking at a road trip. We're putting together a road trip as a surprise. That's going to be very exciting for him, showing all the little peculiar places along the way. He doesn't expect it. We don't have to do it. Financial planners don't do this. But the fact is, we really like our clients. And they come to us at a transition stage in life where they're moving along to something else, and they never expected that at age 60, 70, that they're going into a new life phase. They are. And part of my job, I feel, Ron, because of the atmosphere in your firm, is to light them up. Not just give them the ways and means of getting there, but where they want to get. So I think that's wonderful. And I've seen that with you, too, and how much time you take with clients. Sometimes you even wonder if you overdo it, but let's discuss that for a moment, and I'll just give everybody our number one more time. 800-467-8152. 800-467-8152. If you're interested in money, it's great. If you're interested in security, it's great. If you're interested in even exploring what money is for in your life and your future, it'd be a wonderful strategy session. 800-467-8152. With regard to this, Ron, you know, I know that in our seminars we always talk about hard money and what to do with your money, but in our one-on-ones it's a little bit different. What's your experience like with that?
Well, I think it's important to look at the why behind retirement. And what I mean by that is to ask questions like, what would you really find meaningful to do in your retirement? In other words, you can only sit on the beach so much. You can only go on a vacation so much. So the idea is to kind of explore, well, what would you like to do? What trips would you like to take? But more than that, how will you spend your time? And what type of money is it going to take for you to do the things that you want to do? And so that's the type of planning that we like to do with people, because it's more in-depth, it's thinking outside the box, but the end result is a more satisfying, in my view, a more satisfying lifestyle going forward. And that's what clients, I think, today deserve when it comes to working with somebody who's guiding or helping them with retirement. I don't think they deserve hearing, well, that's not my job. You should go talk to somebody else about this. So the idea is we want to answer the questions that clients have that are within our realm of expertise, and it's a very broad realm of expertise with the team that we have put together. But even beyond that, if we don't know the answer, we want to point them in the direction as to where they can get the answer.
Absolutely.
So that's going the extra mile for people, Adrienne, you know?
It is absolutely true, and as we wrap up for today, remember, what you can expect of your financial advisor should be that they are a resource, not only a place for you to make money, and that's a given. If they can't help you with that, forget it. But they want you to have a great life. So get out there, kids, and make it happen.
Okay, I thought that was great.
I thought it was great, too. You know, so just on a practical manner, I'm running off for that ASI, but I've been in talks with the radio, where I would kind of like to... Oh, is that... I can't see. I've been in talks with the radio where I would like to move the half hour to a better time. And so that's one thing, and I may be able to do that. And also they're seeing if they can make it so that it could be live, and I can even answer questions. You can't because of the license. But we'll see if we can get even more bonding with people through that, okay?
Well, I don't know that it needs to be live, but certainly the idea of people calling in with questions and maybe being able to record the person calling in with their question and then being able to respond to that would not cramp anybody's lifestyle, you know?
Yes, I think that would be good. So I'm just trying to see, you know, maybe even get an hour, another half hour, because they like the show. And they need programming, so maybe we don't always have to pay for it, you know. So I have been talking to them about it. We'll see. Now,
but
Stuart interrupted.
I don't know, you know, like if it was a Sunday morning show, I don't know how that might increase response as opposed to a drive time show. I don't know.
No, I what I'm saying is leave the drive time show and see if we can get something. Now we have a Saturday morning free half hour. Not theoretically, actually. But maybe we can have an hour and maybe we can move it to a better time. Or keep the same half hour and move that to a better time. So that's what
I'm talking about. See what they say, yeah.
Now, Stuart interrupted me with something important, if you have a second. This is from Ronald Wagner, okay? It's uh-huh. very good, but I need a little fast help, okay?
Sure.
He has two questions about Midland. He knows that you can put an extra $5,000 a year into it and get a 10% bonus for the next 7 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know about that feature. You know about everything, right? So he
well,
says,
yeah,
can
of course.
All right, but this is a non-qualified account that he's got.
Well, he's got two. He's got one that's IRA and one that's non-IRA.
No, he has two IRAs. One is after-tax money and one is before-tax money.
Are you sure?
I believe so. I will check that out. I'll check that out.
Under the impression that, well, yeah, one was non-qualified money, meaning not an IRA of any kind, just after-tax money, and the other was an IRA. I will check it out. After-tax money.
I thought the $71,000 was a Roth. I agreed with you, but Patricia said.
Yeah, I could be wrong. I'm just going from memory.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was also, but Patricia said it was after-tax money, still in an IRA and a Roth. But
could be. I guess we'd have to check the file.
I'll check the file. But let's say it is all non-qualified. This is what he wants to know. Can $5,000 be transferred as a non-distribution from one of his IRA accounts to a Midland account and be eligible for the bonus?
Can money move from his IRA to a non-IRA?
And the answer is no.
Well, yes and no in this sense. Meaning, first off, in the annuity certificate, it says, oh, gee, you can get a 10% bonus on, and it says minimum like $50 and maximum $5,000. But guess what? Midland is not turning away money. So if somebody says, I want to add $10,000 or $15,000, they don't have a problem with that. They're not turning money away. But it's just kind of they reserve the right if for whatever reason they wanted to limit the amount of money coming in that they had to give that 10% bonus on, they could. But in practicality, they're not enforcing that $5,000 limit. So let's say for whatever reason he decided he wanted to take money out of his IRA and pay the tax on it. Well, if he has a non-qualified Midland annuity, he could put money into that account and get the bonus. But let's also keep in mind he's trying to fund $99,000 a year for 3 years into the Minnesota
right.
life. But just to answer his question, it just has to follow the tax character. So
okay.
if it turned out one account's a Roth IRA, well, he can move out a Roth IRA money
right.
into
and
it. If it turns out the little account's non-qualified, he can move non-qualified money into it. If he wants to do a direct transfer of some additional IRA money into his Midland IRA, he could do that and pick up the bonus and not be limited to $5,000. And that's not a taxable event. So he's got a lot of flexibility, options.
Say that last one time if he wants to.
Let's say he's got this IRA that's at risk in the market and he decides, you know what, I want to take whatever, $100,000, $200,000 of that managed money IRA, and I want to move it into my Midland IRA because then it will be safe and growing. Could I pick up the 10% bonus on that whole $100,000 I move in as a direct transfer? Answer is yes, you can.
Even though it says $5,000?
Yeah, they've got to enforce the $5,000.
Right? Uh-huh. All right, that's important to know. And then last but not least, if there's time, listen to what he wants to do. He's asking if he can take a loan on Minnesota, on the Minnesota account, okay? And then when he has to take the RMD, reinvest the RMD into Minnesota. In other words, he wants to take money from Minnesota to pay the taxes on the RMD and then put the RMD as extra premium into Minnesota. I don't know if it's a good idea, but I think he could do that after the first 12 months.
He's got the ability... Yeah, he absolutely has the ability to take policy loans from Minnesota and use the money for any purpose. So if he wanted to use policy loan proceeds to pay a tax liability, he certainly could do that. And he certainly could take the net after-tax money and add it to Minnesota, but with one caveat, the way his Minnesota plan is designed, it's designed to accommodate no more than $300,000 or it turns into a modified endowment contract.
Okay. Excellent. Important.
So I think the answer is to say, he can do that, but there's limits to it.
Right.
To just be vague.
That's important.
Yeah.
And last but not least, an interesting question he asked, but others have asked too. I've said no, but I want to find out. If you have an annuity like a Midland, can you take a loan against that? Is that collateral?
Maybe if a bank chooses to lend
right.
you
but it's not built
money
into
against
the
it, but not the insurance company, no.
Right. Okay. That's it. That's all I need to know.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.